The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone. Welcome to IMC, both of those of you here in person and those of you online. And I'll just say some brief comments about meditation before we start and keep it mostly silent during this time. Interesting kind of instructions for mindfulness meditation is to consider that we're doing two things, one of two things. One is we're knowing something in the present moment, like knowing the breathing, knowing our body, just knowing what's happening in the present moment, but in a way where the knowing is clear enough that you could say to yourself, I know that I know. So it isn't just a casual, it isn't just like checking it off, oh, I'm kind of aware. It's like there's a clarity or a brightness or a fullness in the knowing. That's an in-breath. You're not necessarily saying those words to yourself, but it's, oh, it's like I've never had an in-breath before, almost like, oh, that's what it's like. I'm really clear. It's really like, okay. That's one thing, to really know, and to let that knowing be relaxed. It doesn't have to be a strain, or just like, it's almost like you allow yourself to really know something. You make room to know it. Oh. The second thing is to know when you're not doing that. To know when you get caught in your thoughts and wander off and go and daydream and get preoccupied in something. And when you know that that's happening, don't make it a problem. Really know that so that you can say, I know that I know. There's a clarity, there's a brightness in the mind. Oh, that's what's happening. So in this way, you don't have to be concerned with being distracted or caught up in your thoughts. You just fold it into the knowing. So it's a little bit of a trick, right? It's like you just stay present in the knowing, and then rather than thinking that thinking is a problem, it just becomes the reason to know something clearly. Oh, here I'm thinking. I'm distracted. But you're no longer distracted if you say that. You're present with that. So you can smile when you say, I'm distracted. Or because you're not really at that moment. You can appreciate it. You can love it even. So two things. Either know the present moment, like the breathing, or know that you're not present. And if you're not present, really know it. So, taking a comfortable, alert posture. Perhaps letting there be a gentleness to your posture, a softness while being alert. Closing the eyes. And to relax the body some as you exhale. Soften on the exhale. And as you inhale, a little bit of opening, lifting, energizing into the body. A connecting to your body in a fuller way on the inhale. Relaxing as you exhale. And then perhaps just settling into breathing, becoming familiar with your body's experience of breathing. To know breathing with clarity. And it might be more mental, it might be physical, it might be both. A clear feeling, sensing of breathing. A clear knowing. And whatever occurs in the present moment is nothing is a distraction. If you take it to be just one more thing to know clearly. as we come to the end of this sitting, maybe to appreciate that whatever ability we have to be more aware, to show up for our life with attention, is also an ability to show up with care, with respect, with attentiveness to the situation of others, as much as to ourselves. And may it be that this practice of attention supports us in bringing kind, compassionate, caring awareness to this world of others. And in doing so, may we better care for the world. May this practice that we do be for the welfare and happiness of everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.